I've seen a bit of lukewarm feeling in this, or about this, second album from Corvus Immortals, and I don't see why. This UK band, who are avowedly AOR, classic melodic rock, they're not tough, they're sweet. This band knows what they're doing. Perhaps people think they're not knocking it out of the park with songs that you'll remember for years to come. That probably is something that could be a gripe. But when you have an album like Immortals, which has so many excellent tracks on it, then the whole thing stands up beautifully. However, I understand that there sometimes needs to be one track which is a real hook that brings you back. Now, I don't see why that first track, Hero, can't be that one. Because it's got an awful lot of stuff, you know, in it. It's got an urgent riff, a sweeter guitar riff then comes into it. Nice, gentle vocal. The chorus is nice and open. It is quite memorable. Then we get a nice organ, a warm solo together. Really sweetly done. There's no reason why that track, which sounds as if it's kind of been done separately and dropped in, shouldn't be the hook for certainly radio for this band. And they're good enough for that, to be honest. There's quite a lot of mature AOR here. Some of the tracks that I won't mention are AOR conformers. They conform to that kind of feel. But that's not to say that lots of AOR fans won't think, oh, that takes me back. It's not challenging me in any way, but actually I rather like it. Because it makes me feel like I did when I was 18. And the whole world seemed possible. You know the kind of thing I mean. So there is that. There is also a lot of it about. And so sometimes that's not really what I want to hear. So I'll concentrate on the songs that I think really have a bit about them. Like the mature synth-led AOR of Let Me In. Now, that's all it has. But when it's done this well, that's all you need. Battle Cry has battle sounds to begin with. Come on, lads. I suppose that's fair enough. It's got a bigger sort of Celtic vibe to the riff and the feel of that. The choppy voice verse is welcome. It's really welcome. And then we've got a catchy chorus, which is synth-inflected. I live through this AOR feel, so I know of whence I speak. And this is classic pop chart AOR stuff. What About Love is a big, easy melodic rock ballad. Great. Synth pushing into a nice sumptuous chorus. There's a piano ascending and descending in the background. Likeable guitar solo. Why would you not want to spend time with a track like this? You Make Me Live Again is that 80s pop rock feel. Great guitaring. It's lovely. Then we've got, we finish actually with Stardust, which kind of takes us to the West Coast and is a big guitar workout towards the end of it. It's an instrumental. It's a good finish. And if you want it, is well done, mature, AOR. You've got that harder synth, harder guitar, should I say, with a synth just doubling it. They're just playing with each other into a really, again, easy to like solo. And the best thing here is probably Black Magic, which has a synth, like the beginning of do, 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 boom, boom, do. I don't need your freedom. God, can't even get up there. Freedom. That's better. Blimey. I've just been to the gym, so that's fair enough. It sounds a bit like that at the beginning of the synth. We're not waking anybody up before they go-go or anything like that. But the guitar joins in. The verse is sassy. There's a bit of naughtiness here. The organ adds a bit of naughtiness to Black Magic. Chorus is an extension of that naughtiness, as if to say, oh, I do feel naughty. You've made me feel a bit naughty. Let's carry on with that naughtiness. Oh, yes. There's a rather demonstrative six-string solo. It is the best thing here. But then there are some great examples of AOR you remember so well. AOR that's come back and is around at the moment. There is a lot of this about. I know that. And probably Corvus will be lost in the shuffle. Maybe they will, but this album deserves more. Not all the time, but quite a lot of the time. And you know what? with so much music that I listen to falling short, that is at a premium these days. Ta-ta.